Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The lawyer for rap superstar Sean Diddy Combs calling his client an imperfect person but not a criminal and saying the decision to pursue what they believe is an unjust prosecution is disappointing. Combs, who's facing multiple allegations of sexual assault, was arrested here in the city.
The federal grand jury in Manhattan returned the indictment. That's when Homeland Security Investigations moved in to make the arrest at the Park Hyatt Hotel in Midtown. One of the most influential entertainment moguls of our time, sitting in a federal holding cell until he could appear in court to make his initial appearance. His lawyer said he's innocent, but he knew this was coming. He arrived in New York last week, we're told, in anticipation that he was going to be charged by the feds.
The federal investigation of Combs came to light when Homeland Security agents served simultaneous search warrants and raided his mansions in Los Angeles and Miami back on March 25th. The larger probe was prompted by a lawsuit last fall from Combs' ex, Cassie, who accused him of years of physical and emotional abuse, including rape. That was settled out of court, but then other lawsuits followed this year, along with video of Combs punching Cassie in a hotel hallway. It has been a hot topic here in the city, and now it's a done deal in one Jersey town. Ramsey, now the first in Bergen County, to ban cell phones in school. Let's get details on that live from our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, good morning. It is called Away for the Day in Ramsey. No phones in classes. You can't use them in the hallways or even in the cafeteria. Superintendent Andrew Mattia.
And in the 9 days this year, it's been a remarkable shift in tone and an improvement. But no, we see more kids talking. We see kids, and in gym class, they're 100% away. We have a procedure for that already. I saw kids sweating in gym class last week. I haven't seen kids sweating in a high school gym class in a few years.
In fact, the only time the students in the high school can get on the phone is they're outside at lunch. So what does this junior think?
So that's kind of why, for the most part, I go out at lunch, but maybe sometimes I'll go to the cafeteria.
So they can't use it in the cafeteria either, though, right?
No. No.
That means you have to talk to each other.
Yeah, that is okay, you know.
Yeah, imagine that. They're talking to each other. Here in the city, UFT President Mike Mulgrew says they support a potential ban only if it won't interfere with classes.
However the city or the state chooses to move forward, this ban has to be dealt with while children are coming into school and leaving school, not in each and every individual class.
Off they go into school here again this morning in Ramsey. No phone. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live here in New Jersey.
The former president's coming to our area tomorrow for a rally at the Nassau Coliseum.
The Nassau County Police Commissioner says the Coliseum will be the safest place in the county Wednesday.
Very busy around here. I'll probably stay inside.
Says Claudine, who lives nearby. Meanwhile, Trump supporters have their tickets.
I'm not afraid of nothing. I'll jump in front of a bullet for him.
Vincent Franco has attended over a dozen of the former president's events and says especially after two assassination attempts, Donald Trump deserves a lot of security.
Security is going to probably be tenfold compared to what it used to be.
And expect a driving nightmare on Hempstead Turnpike. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Mayor Adams looking to shift the focus at City Hall away from the scandals plaguing his administration.
Mayor Adams stood with top staff announcing his management report, a report card of sorts, citing accomplishments.
Building new schools and record amounts of affordable housing.
The mayor noted that crime was down and mopeds are coming off the streets. He was asked if he'd be clearing house, removing top advisors who've been subpoenaed and have other legal problems. He believes the question is,
can you maintain the focus to continue to move the ball down the field?
And he says that is what his administration is doing. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A Long Island hospital going high tech to help ease the minds of parents whose newborns aren't quite ready to go home.
Santina Bloom of Bellport was released from South Shore University Hospital 3 days after giving birth to triplets, but the babies were born prematurely and had to stay in the NICU or the intensive care unit for more than a month.
I had them May 3rd. Jack was there till June 5th. Tyler came the day after, so June 6th. And Isabella came home June 18th.
And what helped her as a first-time mother without her babies in her house? A new addition to the unit. Cameras, so parents could log in and watch their babies from afar.
When they turned it on that night for us, it was the first time all three of the babies were in the same crib together. I cried hysterical. It was so cute.
All three babies continue to be healthy. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County. Long Island.
So what's the best state to be a teacher in this country? Turns out it's New York. John Kiernan is the managing editor at Wallet Hub, which did a new survey.
The state has the highest average salary for public school teachers after adjusting for the cost of living, and that's at over $80,000. New York teachers in New York also have the eighth best income growth and the fifth highest average pensions, and they have the strongest tenure protections in the country.
Washington State was second, followed by Virginia. Nationwide, the survey found salaries, though, are not keeping up with inflation, with the average teacher earning what amounts to 5% less than they were 10 years ago. New numbers show an attendance problem in New York City schools. According to the mayor's management report, close to 35% of public school students were considered chronically absent during the 2023-24 school year. That means they missed at least 10% of classes. Luis Rodriguez is an assistant professor of educational leadership and policy studies at NYU. He says there are likely several reasons why.
The pandemic disrupted the routine and culture of daily attendance for children, making it harder for them to return to attending school regularly. There have also been demographic shifts in the school age population. We know from previous reports that the increase in New York City's migrant population has introduced newly immigrated children into the school system.
He says they need to identify grades where this is the biggest problem and then dig in deeper, see if there are things like health, transportation, or other specific issues keeping kids out of class. 1010 Wins Sports, pretty much all good news Monday for the Mets.
And Susan, let's start with the MRI on Francisco Lindor coming back clean.
It could be 3 to 5 days, or it could be 2 to 3. It depends on how my back reacts.
Then after falling behind in the fourth inning at Citi Field, Jose Iglesias got them even with an RBI single in the bottom of the eighth. And finally on Odyssey Mets Radio.
First and third, one out, tie game, 3-1 pitch. Line, left field, base hit to the corner. Marte wins it for the Mets. Bader scores. The Mets come back to beat Washington 2-1 in 10.
Plus, the Braves lost, so the Mets a game ahead of them for the final wild card. And with the Diamondbacks losing, the Mets are only one game back for wild card number two. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins Sports on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one. And one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.